Now, there is a picture, Robbie. That is a picture.
Yeah, Jimmy, and if you ask me, that's a picture of a couple of nifty-looking gents.
And look at that silver cup between us there. Will Elizabeth be proud of that, or will she be proud?
She certainly will be proud of that. And I'm sending one to Grandma, too.
Oh, boy. Will Grandma do an Irish breakdown when she sees that?
She certainly will. We should ought to give Oswald a medal or something for being such a good picture taker.
Yeah, we certainly should. We
certainly should.
And we should ought to also send one of these pictures to one of these Yuma, Arizona newspapers.
Yeah. It ain't every day that they have a couple of guys in Yuma that win stunt flying contests in minicopters.
I should say it ain't. And I hope you didn't forget to tell Elizabeth in that letter what we did with Minnie.
Well, I didn't tell her too much about Minnie. You know the way women is. Jealous-like.
Yeah. She might think you was flying around with a dame by the name of Minnie.
Yeah. With a last name, a copter.
You know, Robbie, I was thinking maybe we should ought to go into this aviation business on a big scale.
Listen, Jimmy, what would we do with 40 or 50 silver cups hanging around? What we gotta get is money.
But think of the thrills you get.
Jimmy, after 3 days on a painted desert with sandstorms and dinosaur tracks and jackasses by the name of Julius Caesar, I got all the thrills I need for 6 months.
Well, it's just an idea.
Well, it would also be an idea if we made some money. Remember, we promised Oswald's old man that we'd start a post office savings account and save 10% of all we made. And we ain't made a dime.
Well, maybe we could put in 10% of our expenses in the post office.
Yeah. We could sort of save money backwards.
Yeah. As they say in business, we'd have a bank account in the red.
But seriously, Jimmy, we got obligations. And like the men of our word that we are, we got to meet them obligations.
We certainly got to meet them obligations. But how? Tell me how.
Well, I don't know, Jimmy. But the last dough we got was from Mr. Weaver in St. Louis.
Yeah, and I never thought we'd get that. After you hiding it in haunted houses.
Never mind about the haunted houses. Hey, did you mail that letter to Mr. Weaver, thanking him for sending us that $500?
Of course I mailed a letter.
Oh.
I always mail letters.
Well.
Wait a minute now. No, that's the option. Of course I mailed a letter.
All right. Hey, Jimmy, where's that guy Oswald?
He went out 2 hours ago to take Scram for a walk.
A walk? He must be walking to California.
Robbie, you should ought to know Oswald better than that. If that guy walks across the street, he's all tired out.
Yeah. He probably fell asleep on a curb in front of the hotel.
I wish that mug had hurried, though. We ought to get going to San Diego.
Yeah, that's right. San Diego. Maybe we can get a job there.
Well, anyways, Robbie, we got $68 in cash left, and then there's $1,400 that your grandma has. That ain't bad.
I know, but $1,400 ain't $2,000, and we gotta get $2,000.
Come in.
The mail just come from the post office, and the boy picked up this letter from Mr. Gleason in the general delivery.
Mr. Gleason, that's him. Here, this guy. It's a letter for you, Jimmy.
Well, who'd be writing to me?
Maybe Minnie Copter.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
It's from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh, gee, good. From Elizabeth, huh? Oh, gee, that's swell. Oh, boy, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Who's it from? Who's it from, Jimmy? Open it quick.
All right, all right. Keep your shirt on.
Well, who's it from? Come on, pull the thing open, will
it? It's from Old Man Frost.
Old Man Frost? Well, what's he writing about?
Will you wait a minute till I find out? What's this? What's this? What's this?
Why, what's the matter?
Listen to this. Just listen to this. Dear Mr. Gleason, this is to notify you that I am charging against the account of Mr. Armstrong and you $200 covering the cost of manufacture and shipping of 100 tire pullers ordered by you for one Charles B. Holcomb of Fort Worth, Texas.
He's charging us with $200? What do you mean?
I don't know. Wait a minute.
Why, We wish to get 200 bucks commission on that order.
Will you wait a minute and let me find out what he means?
Well...
The tire pullers were shipped to Mr. Holcomb and returned to me on the grounds that they were misrepresented by the salesman.
What does he mean, misrepresented? We didn't misrepresent nothing.
Wait a minute, will you? Listen to the rest of it. Mr. Holcomb claims the tire pullers were of the wrong size and of no value to him for use on his trucks for which he specifically ordered them.
Well, what do you know about that, Mug?
And listen to this. As salesmen, you have shown yourselves grossly incompetent.
Who's like that?
Old man Frost says you are.
If it wasn't for Elizabeth, I'd go back there and...
Now, well, wait a minute. Let me finish it. It is therefore necessary that you shoulder the expense of manufacture and shipment of this order. In the future, please, please try to use some ordinary common sense in your business negotiations. Signed, John W. Frost.
Well...
Am I crisp?
Well, Jimmy, look, he can't do that.
He can't, huh? Well, he's done it. And how do you like them apples?
Well, Jimmy, that ain't right. We don't have to pay him.
Oh, you don't have to pay him, huh? Well, all Mr. John W. Frost has to do is to add 200 bucks to the price of that option, and then what are you going to do?
Well,
that's just as far as you'll ever get. Well,
I guess you're right, Jimmy.
Instead of Frost paying us, we pay him. And that wipes out the whole 400 bucks we sent your grandma from Santa Fe.
Well, gee whiz. Well, that means that instead of 1,400, we only got an even 1,000 bucks saved.
Yeah, and we're nearly all the way across the country.
Jimmy, if it wasn't for that clause about Elizabeth in the option, I'd tear it up and send it back to that old gorilla piece by piece.
Robbie, if you'd only listen to me once in a while. I told you way back in Elizabeth, when that guy stuck the morality clause in that option, he was a boigler. But no, you never listened to Jimmy. Jimmy, no, nothing.
It seems like we no sooner get dough than we lose it.
Oh, if that was Mr. Weaver in St. Louis, he wouldn't do a thing like that to us. He'd say, well, all right, boys, mistakes is mistakes. We'll sell them tire pullers to somebody else. That's what he'd say.
Yeah.
But old man Frost, he's a nickel noise. That's what he is, a nickel noise.
A nickel noise? That's a good name, nickel noise. Imagine old man Frost going around feeding milk bottles to nickels.
Well, anyway, Robbie, if the time ever comes that you and me can't get a lap, we'll both go and jump in the ocean.
That's right, Jimmy. That's right. Oh, gee, that's the phone. I wonder who that is.
Wait a minute and I'll answer it. Hello? What's that?
Who is it, Jimmy?
It's Oswald.
What's the matter?
Keep quiet. Let me find out. Hello? What? Where? They did.
What is it, Jimmy?
Will you shush?
Well, Jimmy,
how did it happen?
Well, for the love of... What can we do?
Jimmy, before I go nuts, will you tell me what's the matter?
Robbie, will you please? Yeah. $5. Right away. Yeah, right away. Goodbye. If it ain't old man Frost, it's Oswald. If it ain't Oswald, it's Scram.
Well, will you please tell me what it's all about?
The dog catcher's got Scram.
Holy smokes. Now, what next?
The crazy munch been chasing cats all over Yuma, Arizona.
Well...
He's had half of the police force after him.
And he ain't got a license.
Yeah, and like the crazy puppy he is, he chased one of the cats right into the dog pound and knocked over the head dog catcher.
Oh.
It'll maybe cost us $5 to get him out.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I ain't waiting. Let's go.
Before they make a hot dog out of Scram.